Harper Audio presents Sarong Party Girls, a novel by Cheryl Lu Lien Tan, performed by Angela Lin. Author's note. This book is written in Singlish, which is the patois that most Singaporeans speak to one another. It's a tossed salad of the different languages and Chinese dialects that the country's multi-ethnic population speaks. English, Malay, Mandarin, Hokkien, Teochew, and more. It's packed with attitude and humor, and often is deliciously vulgar. Despite its allure, it has been the target of the Singapore government's Speak Good English campaigns in the past. Fortunately, Singlish has turned out to be like a weed. It lives on. Chapter 1.
Ayo, I tell you, if we do nothing, we are confirmed getting into Bang Ball's territory. We have to figure out how to make this happen, and we have to do it now. After all, we've wasted enough time already, and we don't have any more time to waste. We are not young anymore, you know. Fan just turned 27. My 27th birthday is 2 months away, and Emo's is not far behind. If we don't get married, engaged, or even nailed down a boyfriend soon, my God, we might as well go ahead and book a room at Singapore Cascade, because our lives would already be over. In many ways in Singapore, our kind of age is already considered a bit left on the shelf. Ordinarily, I don't heck care about such things. Hello, Jessie here knows she's quite power. Usually, unless the guy is blind or stupid or some shit, whatever guy I have my eye on, I also can get. Even at my age, you ask any bookie out there, my odds are damn good. But it's true that Singaporean men are a bit fussy, especially when it comes to older girls. But luckily for us, we still have one big hope. Ang mo guys. That's what we need to be thinking about. These white guys, they really catch no ball about Asian ages. Us 20-something-year-old Asian girls, if you wear a tight dress or a short skirt, these ang mos will still steam over you. Some of them even go for the really old ones. 30-year-old women also have chance. Even so, we cannot waste time. And we must be serious. Because once you manage to marry a white guy, then you are only one step away from the number one champion status symbol in Singapore. A half Ang Mo kid, the Chanel of babies. But how to get an Ang Mo husband? I used to think getting an Ang Mo husband was quite easy to do. I mean, hello, we girls are always out there, meeting Ang Mos, letting them buy drinks for us, dance, rubber rubber a bit. So surely one day we'll just naturally end up with an Ang Mo husband, right? At least that was the thinking, lah. Recently, though, I realized something that started making me nervous about achieving our goal. And it only hit me on that super cock night, the one where we lost Cher. I tell you, I cannot even talk about that night right now without vomiting blood. Cher is so pretty, so sweet, so thin, has such fair skin. She could have had any guy she wanted. After that night, I realized that yes, we've been quite focused over the years. If you count up all the guys our group has dated since secondary school, most of them are Ang Mos. Not always good quality ones. Some of them, I have to admit, are the don't wear suits to work type. But still...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?